This is episode 57 of the Casual Cowards of Gaming. I'm Charles.
I'm Chester.
The Casual Cowards of Clubbing.
Yeah.
Look how good I am at the glow sticks.
Clubbing cowards.
I don't.
Clubbing.
I am ultimately white.
Yeah.
Check this shit out.
It's also the longest name ever.
Yeah. No, we're just the Casual Cowards of Gaming. Turn that shit down. I don't want to hear this asshole. I don't even like him.
Whoa.
I never met him.
I didn't meet him either. That's, you can keep it on. Charles is controlling the board for the first time.
Charles is on the...
It's an experience.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sound effects.
You know what? Wait. I'm killing it. If I hit the right button, I'll kill the music. How about that?
That was pretty good. That was
you're
terrible.
Jamming those
also,
buttons.
It's upside down.
Pounding it.
Yeah, you really are. And it's upside down.
Yeah, that's okay. I'll leave it.
You should start all over.
He does things his own way, man.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. Well, he's in charge.
That's right.
Oh, you can't go a week. You're like, Dirk isn't here.
Damn it.
I'm not going to get any Charles in charge jokes this week. Well, that's where you're wrong. Because he's probably watching this at home and he's going to appreciate that.
He's like, my legacy lives on.
He's inside of me.
He'll never escape.
I mean, he was inside of me, but like, he's not.
Okay.
That's well, good. Like, did something we, of his inside.
Did we
of
tell
me.
Dirk that we're live?
It's pretty beautiful, man.
He probably knows, right?
He should check the Twitter feed. He should be glued to it like I am.
Yeah. You guys, I'm going to text Dirk. You carry on.
Okay.
All right.
Talk amongst yourselves.
Charles, what did you do this weekend?
Whoa.
Fourth.
Yeah.
4 week.
This week.
Fortnite, because you weren't here last week.
Fortnite. this week, because last week didn't happen. This week, I had a relapse, guys. I relapsed into Dragon Age Inquisition.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Uh-oh.
If you're going to play something, play something good.
No, that game's really fucking good.
Oh, shit.
He went there.
How was that? What'd you play, about 40 hours, and you, like, moved about 13 steps?
No.
Did you get laid yet?
No, not yet.
What still about in the game?
Work.
Vaginas are a mystery.
But no, I played that.
Vaginas are a mystery.
Wow.
Do we ever have an episode where we don't sing?
No.
No, man. It's a staple.
Hell nah.
All right. How was the Dragon Age?
It was all right. It's the game that it still is. You can still sink an ungodly amount of time into it.
Are the graphics holding up?
Yeah.
It's not that old. It's like 2 years old, isn't it?
No, it just came out in November. So it's not even a year old. Or wait, October, I think. It's like 6 months old, basically.
I'm thinking of Origins.
Yeah.
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 Origins is super old.
It's not that old.
It came out in like 2011.
That's old,
three
dude.
Years ago.
That's gaming old.
3.5 years ago. That is old.
Yeah.
Jeez.
But I played that, and I started Saints Row 4.
Mm.
Yeah.
Wait, just Saints Row 4, no...
No got it yet, no.
I haven't played that yet. I'm so upset at myself.
I'm disappointed in you.
Well, because I was going to play, and I got really drunk, and then I got upset, and then I just forgot.
Got emotional?
Yeah. How far are you in Saints?
I'm just past the part where Zinyak blows up Earth.
Cool. This, yeah.
The game is fucking absurd.
You're just getting into the...
The craziness.
Yeah. You're enjoying how ridiculous it is.
Dude, that game is so fucking ridiculous.
Oh, just wait till you're flying around and just doing all the things
the
that
world
a superhero
is your oyster,
can do.
And you can light it on fire.
You become like Neo. I mean, you just fly around and destroy shit. It's pretty great.
Yeah. I mean, I think one of the most underrated things about that game is the dialogue. Because it's pretty fucking funny.
Yeah.
Like one of the first missions, like once you break out of the like the little prison simulation they give you, like you have a conversation with Kinsey about how you're adding more stripper poles to the White House as soon as you get a chance. She's like, wait a minute, there were some stripper poles? So yeah, that shit added the first day.
I like how the dialogue, it's more like realistic how real people would talk.
Yeah.
Like most games are like super dramatic and like no one talks like that.
Yeah.
Like, it's either overly dramatic or they try to use profanity way too much. It comes off of like they're trying way too hard. Like, you can tell when they were like, let's drop an F-bomb in here.
Yeah, let's just...
It'll punch the script up a little bit.
Yeah, like edgy.
Yeah, but they're like, they say fuck a lot, but they say it like normal people would
say.
Like,
it's part of a conversation. Yeah. They don't overemphasize it and then just make the fuck louder than the rest of the sentence.
Yeah, because you can tell, like, sometimes they spit that F-bomb out in some games. Like, yeah, wait.
Fuck.
It's like, really?
Well, why not? I mean, like, hey, let's get a mature rating on this.
Right?
Oh, are we going to have like super bloody gameplay? No, I'm going to say fuck.
We're just going to drop a single F-bomb, man.
Single one. Yep. Mature.
And we'll have Wolverine smoke a cigar in one scene.
Dear God.
And maybe we'll one
put an R rating on it.
Yeah. That's okay.
Instant R. Smoke yeah. something. Instant
it's,
R.
Okay, it's okay to chop people in half, but you, God forbid you should smoke a cigar and say look, fuck.
Show it to me. See what happens.
Yeah, show it to me. Show the place speaking that mother's milk comes from.
Well, hey, not to step on, did you have anything else going on this week?
Did you not want to step on his toes? Because no. I just did.
Well, I went to the Mad Max last night in 3D. I was so excited. I thought I was going to see some 3D titties.
Yeah.
Some side boob.
3D side boob?
Yeah. So like half a tit. Okay.
Yeah.
So how mega
2.5D.
How mega violent was it?
What's that?
How mega violent was it?
It was pretty violent. A lot of people getting run over. A lot of cars exploding.
Yeah.
It was a nonstop thrill ride.
So it's the violence that everyone wanted and we're expecting.
Yes.
Cool.
It was a very little story, which I appreciated.
Yeah.
I mean, it was like a throwback to the original one.
It was just say,
bizarre like, cinematography, just like weird lines and just
like weird characters great. That like,
yeah.
you would not exist in the
like,
real world.
George Miller is yeah. fucking insane.
Yeah. It was great. It was a great tribute to the originals.
I want to watch it.
I liked it a lot.
Let's stop the show and go watch it.
Let's go.
Thanks for guys. Well, this has been episode 57, guys.
I love that we just call the episode early like every week.
It never works.
Cancels.
No, like, those movies are great, though, when you think about it. And you're like, all right, so George Miller, he makes the Mad Max movies. Then in his downtime, in between like Thunderdome and this one, he makes fucking Happy Feet 1 and 2. Like, what?
Really? The guy that made yeah. Mad Max made Happy Feet?
Yeah, both of them. It was his idea entirely. Like, huh. not like, yeah, I just need to make some money, I'll direct it. Like, no, he's like, I should make a movie about dancing fucking
about
penguins.
About a tap dancing penguin.
You know what I love? Penguins and dancing. Now, if you get those are the two things I thought were missing from Mad Max. Do you get those in one movie?
Whole desert setting, put a real
that shit's
hand.
Gonna sound like hotcakes.
Right? You can't tap dance in the sand, penguin. Just don't even try.
Don't, man.
Right?
Don't even try. Go tap dance in the snow. That
those
makes
movies
sense.
Are just the polar opposite.
Polar?
I didn't do that on purpose, but hey. I did.
Should
do
just
it on,
rolled that one. Bro.
I totally did it on purpose.
There you go.
Good one.
Out in post.
Good one,
Chester.
I've also been playing the Assassin's Creed Chronicles China.
Oh, tell me about it. You were going to tell me earlier that I made you stop.
Yeah.
So now I'm excited. My nipples are already hard. Is it?
Yeah.
That's it. Is it worth $10?
Yeah. I mean, I only played like the first two levels, the tutorial, and then the first level after that. It's cool. It's beautiful graphics. The combat is difficult. But
yeah.
you're really encouraged not to get into combat at
I
all.
From the okay. gameplay footage videos, it was real sneaky.
So yeah. it's more difficult by design then?
I think so.
Okay.
You're really rewarded for avoiding combat entirely. The fewer kills you do, the better you do.
Hmm.
So
that's different because
yeah.
at least from the last couple of Assassin's Creed games that I've played, like they haven't been that great at stealth.
Yeah.
Or encouraging it really. Because yeah. in the end, you
yeah,
just
it's
fucking
a,
kill everybody.
It's an
yeah.
element of the game, but really, they make you have a lot of sword fights for a guy that's supposed to be sneaky.
Yeah.
Not a whole lot of assassin.
And then you get, like, 37 street kills, like, or whatever. You're like, why do
yeah,
I need that? I'm supposed to be
it's
sneaky.
It's cool. Right? Like, it's cool to be like, I just killed a whole lot of fucking people in a short
well,
span of
I have
time.
A feeling.
Everybody saw it.
Because, you know, they're doing two more of these Chronicles. The third one takes place in Russia. It's like a big Russian dude, and I have a feeling he does a lot of killing.
He's the combat guy?
I have a feeling that each installment is going to be different.
Yeah, because I remember us talking about it a while ago. I think the Russian one is an important character to the storyline that does,
yeah.
like, canonically,
yeah.
just fuck a lot of people.
Yeah. So I'm hoping that's the case.
That's pretty cool.
That it's like she's a little Chinese girl who... you know, does a lot of sneaking and avoids combat, and that these other characters will be, like, all about shooting people and
what
all
was
that
the,
good stuff.
What was the other one? There's so
I think it's India?
In India. Yeah.
Okay. I mean, that would be really cool.
All you do is just walk around and not kill cows. That's the whole game.
Yeah, yeah, if you kill a cow, game over.
And you don't get to come back to life.
Right?
Fuck that. No, that's really interesting, though. Like, I could see that going really well if each game has its own unique style.
Yeah.
Like, that'd be really, really cool.
Yeah, it would be a good idea, and I hope that they are listening.
Right? You know,
I'm glad I thought of it. Yeah, you. I'm glad I thought of it.
We had billions of dollars invested in One Direction, but these motherfuckers right here, great ideas. Thanks, guys.
Why would they invest millions of dollars into One Direction? That's a terrible idea.
One Direction?
They're falling apart, really. They're just not the group they used to be, you know? When I first started listening to them, they were like the next generation of music, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The future of pop.
The future. I can't say this seriously anymore.
Yeah. I was waiting to see how long you could string that
one
out.
Well, they've finished puberty, so they're not interesting anymore.
Wow. That's true.
It's true.
What about you, Ryan? How's your week been?
Busy. I didn't have time to do anything fun.
Tell us about the not fun you had.
I've just been working my ass off, so I don't have to work Memorial Day. And now I'm just going to have to work Memorial Day anyways. So it was all for naught.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah, but I did get to read Batman Hush.
Yeah.
It was a good fucking book.
I'll check that out.
That's probably one of the... I know everyone's just like, Killing Joke. That was probably the best Batman book I've read.
Really?
Yeah. For me. Plus, the art style is like, when I think about a comic book, that's what I think about. The art in that book. It was so fucking good.
Nice. So
I really enjoy that. I just bought two more. I bought The Man Who Laughs and Death of the Family, which came with this creepy-ass New 52 Joker mask.
Both really great.
So
really, that's pretty creepy, man. You should be wearing that mask right now. Right? You look just like Jared Leto when he wears that.
Yeah, man.
I'm going to paint the teeth silver.
Okay. Give it the grill. I got you.
I'm not going to ever do that.
Not ever?
Not ever.
No. That's all I did. It was comic books and just fucking watching TV and falling asleep on the couch because I've been so fucking tired.
Cool.
That's actually been to double back. Like, that's been a good part of my week over the last week, too. Comic books.
Comic books.
I'm trying to get my roommate into comic books. It's actually kind of working.
Yeah. I actually, Why the Last Man? Did you ever read that?
Fuck yes.
I got my mom to read that. She loved it.
She read the whole thing?
Yeah.
Did she cry at the end?
I'm sure. Dude, I bawled my eyes out.
It got me too, bro.
It's such a good story.
I'm getting a little misty thinking about it, actually.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Love
those characters.
Don't ruin
it for me. I'm never going to read it.
No?
I don't know. Is Batman in it?
Batman's not in it, but there is a Batman-like character.
A lot of lesbians.
Oh, Moon Knight.
No.
Oh, you mean Daredevil?
No. Come on. Try another one.
Keep going.
We got plenty.
Wildcat.
Iron Man.
No, he's more just like a fighter. Batman, I guess. He doesn't have any gadgets.
Yeah.
What else? Oh, like Nicole. Okay. She'll watch all these comic book shows. She'll watch Arrow and Flash and Daredevil, and she'll watch movies with me and all this other shit. Refuses to watch Batman the Animated Series with me. You know, it's one of the greatest cartoons like ever.
That is.
Yeah.
I found a site where it streams it because I've been trying to find it online forever or to buy it.
It's pretty hard.
I wanted to buy it, and it's still like really expensive.
Oh, yeah.
Or you could buy it $2 an episode
on
Amazon.
How many seasons?
Like, fuck that.
Did they do?
It was a lot. I don't want to say like seven.
Well, I think it's one of those shows where there weren't that many seasons, but the seasons were like 9,000 episodes long.
Yeah.
Oh, there's quite a few episodes. So I've been watching that. She's like, I put it on and she'll get out of bed on a Saturday and she'll come in and be like,
what?
Like what? You'll fucking watch Daredevil on Netflix, but you won't want to watch this?
Yeah.
It's the same thing. It's just more colorful.
Blockchain Batman. Not sexy.
Blockchain?
Blockchain.
Block chin. Like black shin. What? Why?
He has a block for a chin.
I mean, I guess he does all those big boots to make his shins black.
But yeah, not sexy, bro.
He's totally sexy.
I mean, let's be honest. Would you bang Daredevil or would you bang animated Batman?
I would bang animated Batman.
What?
Daredevil kind of looks like he has a bit of the downs. Just a touch.
I would just be a sandwich. I would be right in the middle of the two of them.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I'm going to spit roast you?
Yeah.
All right.
And, you know.
Wait, who gets in the back door?
They swap.
They can swap. They could both be in there.
Whoa.
Well, yeah?
All right.
Like throwing a hot dog down a hallway, huh?
Throwing a hot dog past another hot dog down the hallway.
Well, that's good to know.
Yeah.
For later.
I feel like Daredevil would just like to watch, though.
That's not funny.
You get it?
He's blind. He's not blind. It's a world on fire.
Okay.
On fire.
Although, to be fair, he could tell you that your ass is on fire.
So. Right? Yeah. So oh, it's like a world on
hot
fire.
Tonight.
Yeah, sorry about that.
Oh, damn it.
Got that from Harley Quinn.
Terrible.
Yeah. So, overall, pretty uneventful week then. For
yeah,
us,
it's
right?
been. It's yeah. just like the gaming
Working,
scene.
I started the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. series.
Yeah.
Just out of curiosity.
How bad is it? On a scale of 1 to
It's tough to 1. Get into.
The
Everyone says it starts off slow, and it's like, yes, it yeah. does. Well, does it get good?
The problem with that first season is that they were told of a very specific event. Well, you've seen The Winter Soldier. Like, they knew what was going to happen in that, and they were basically just wasting time
until that happened.
Yeah, because, well, I got a timeline that shows which episodes take place between the movies.
Yeah.
And it's like the first 8 episodes of season 1 take place before the second Thor movie.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's, like, 5 episodes, and then there's Winter Soldier.
Yeah.
So I'm, like, I got the timeline of the Marvel Cinematic Universe, and I'm trying to watch everything in order.
Okay.
So that's why I'm watching the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Dude.
Like, 2 more episodes, and then I'll watch Thor.
Okay.
And then blah, 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 et cetera.
Like, those episodes that come right after Winter Soldier on, like, the entire second season included,
mm-hmm.
fucking amazing.
Yeah.
It's great.
Nice. Okay.
Like, it's definitely what's
encouraging.
It rewards you for the time that you put into it.
But yeah.
Those first episodes aren't amazing.
Like, yeah. No, they're not.
They're
not bad.
Are they as good as the Ang Lee Incredible Hulk movie?
I actually like that movie, though.
Oh, I hate you. I hate everything about you.
Which, is that the Edward Norton one?
No.
No, that was the other one. Yeah, Eric Bana one.
And Jennifer Connelly.
The emo Hulk.
Mm. Yeah.
I like Angry Hulk Smash, not
the
not
Hulk
1970s
dogs.
Emo Hulk.
When not he emotionally fights, abused.
Yeah.
Right? Hulk. The Hulk dogs that he has to fight.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about those.
Yeah.
Hulk dogs.
You remember they, like, injected gamma into some dogs?
I tried to just forget it.
I mean, that movie's something. Good just for crazy-ass Nick Nolte.
I do love Nick Nolte.
He's crazy in everything.
I thought
now.
I mean, it was...
Now? What about 48 Hours?
He was just racist, Nick Nolte.
He was, but he was also a weird, crazy drunk.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
I'll take that.
He was a cop on the edge. Like every 80s cop movie.
Like, right? Dude, you know what? I'll give him credit. Like,
he's got nothing to lose.
He played racist pretty goddamn easy in that movie.
Way too easy.
Like, just out of nowhere, look here, Moon Cricket. Like, what the fuck?
First of all,
whoa!
I don't think anyone heard that term before.
Is that a superhero?
That's Moon Knight's sidekick. What do you say there, Moon Cricket? Like, that's it. That's all his lines.
Oh, man. Like, he just threw some little shits out there just super easy.
Like, where does that even... I'm trying to wrap my head around
Moon
that.
Moon Cricket sounds...
Like, that's...
That's the worst that's insult. It's not even like... Like, I don't even know how you tied...
Moon Cricket tied sounds
that
like
me
a,
as a person. That doesn't make sense.
Okay. Can I say something?
Bothering me because it's so stupid.
It sounds like something from a TBS, like, dub when they edit out the yeah, bad
like
words.
Mr. Falcon?
Yeah.
Like yippee-ki-yay, Mr. Falcon.
That's what they would say.
Yippee-ki-yay, Moon Cricket.
And even they're like, that just doesn't work.
Well, what do you want me to say, Mr. Falcon?
Yeah, yeah.
That's way better.
I guess we'll run with that.
Mr. Falcon. I like that.
Oh, man. Have you guys ever watched the edited version of Friday?
There's an how no. how what is it like 15 minutes long?
Oh man, no, it's the regular length. They used to show it on USA all the time back in the day. Oh my god, it's so amazing.
Yeah,
so amazing. Like, it's almost better than the original version.
Every other word is a cuss word. Are. How do you do that?
Don't make me have to funk you up, Smokey. Like, it's so bad, so bad.
Oh, it's like the radio safe version of what Boys in the Hood
or Ain't No Fun. That is just the worst. Because, like, the second verse, the corrupt verse on that song is just, like...
The entire song.
It's, you know, if corrupt, if about it, I'd always be broke. I'd never have no smoke. It's like, that was half of a sentence, all of that.
Yeah.
So
it's,
bad.
It's like, I don't know what corrupt didn't have. I'm sorry.
I kind of know now.
Man.
Does he have a Twitter?
Corrupt?
Yeah, ask him what he's... Hey,
Corrupt, I heard your song on the radio. Can you explain what's going on? While you're at it, ask Nate what he was talking about.
Are you stuttering? What's happening?
Did you have a seizure and they just decided to keep it going? What happened?
That's just real, dog. That's just what we do in the studio. Yeah, one man. Take.
No
one
cuts, take. No edits.
All right. Video games?
Yeah.
Let's talk about some news.
Let's do it.
This is like the first time I have had nothing.
Do you want to start?
Awkward.
Let me see. What did I have? I actually forgot that in like the 20 minutes.
Why don't you start? You have a lot. You have a lot, and he has to look it up on his phone.
Well, big thing.
I have my first one here.
Oh, you got it?
Go ahead.
No, good.
No, you go first.
The first thing I have here is the PC conference for E3 this year.
That's exciting.
Wait. You want to just slide that over there?
There you go.
Gaming industry is finally...
It's coming back.
Giving credence to PC gaming.
Look at like music or fashion trends. It's like every 20 years or so, the trend that was cool before comes back. Mm-hmm. So 20 years ago, PC gaming was hot. And then it kind of went away. Here we are 20 years later. PC gaming is coming back.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Which, and on the tail of that, like Nintendo and now Konami has announced that they're going to be focusing on mobile gaming.
Yeah,
like I don't know. I don't think that's a step in the right direction. I mean, well, mobile gaming is trendy now, but
yeah,
these trends they like you just said, they change.
Well, to be fair on that front, though, I think Nintendo and Konami are attacking it from two different angles.
Yeah,
like Nintendo's saying, "All right, we want to add mobile to what we're doing."
Yeah,
and Konami is saying, "Fuck video like
this,
games."
I believe Konami is imploding. This is the center of our focus. Like that's it.
Yeah.
Like Nintendo has other problems than mobile gaming.
Yeah.
Like their gimmicky fucking hardware. That's a problem.
Yeah.
I don't want to move while I play video games.
Like now that I've thought about it, there hasn't been a single Nintendo console that's come out since the Super Nintendo that didn't have some sort of gimmick.
Yeah.
Like even the 64, the gimmick was the three handles and the fucking stick. With the GameCube, it was basically a purse that you could play video games in.
Yeah. Seriously. With the tiny little discs.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like,
They haven't had a game system that they just sold on the back of just being a game system.
Like, put this in here and it does this and hold this thing.
Yeah,
and
that's it. Fucking
the Wii U has this stupid...
The touchpad.
That tablet, that is the most awkward fucking thing I've ever touched in my life.
What is the point of
and
that?
It's super heavy. Like, it's not like an iPad. Dude,
you can play with us, but you have to go in the other room. We're not going to let you look at the same screen as us because we don't like you.
Go.
So just
go.
Go in the closet. Just stay in there.
Guys, this game is awesome. We're playing the same game. Are we? Because mine looks way different.
Right?
Like, that's fucking insane.
What is the point of that?
I don't get it. Like, it's one of those things that when you write it down on paper, you're like, oh, yeah, there's a second screen. You can put all kinds of weird shit on it. But then in practice, you're like, why the fuck did I just do that?
Right?
It's a giant version of a Nintendo DS.
Yeah.
Which even then, as someone who has a DS, I'm like, how the fuck does this have two screens?
Right, and the only thing I ever like thought was cool on the DS was like maps.
Yeah, that's cool.
That was cool. And everything else just kind of seems stupid to me.
Yeah, it's like, why?
It's a gimmick.
It's in that drawer, and I haven't touched it for years.
We're going to change the world of gaming.
Yeah.
Not
for the better. We're just going to change it.
Right?
Right.
But back to the PC thing, though.
Mm-hmm.
They have some companies that they've already announced as participating.
Well, I hope it's id.
We can get to that in a second, actually.
Really?
So, there's AMD, Blizzard, Bohemia Interactive. Your boy Cliffy B is going to be there.
Cliffy B.
Yeah. Some good old Cliff Bleszinski.
Who's Cliffy B?
Cliff Bleszinski. He's the guy who made Gears of War.
Okay.
And he regrets it massively, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah. He really, really regrets it.
I've got a little bit of Game of War related. Game of Gears of War.
Yeah.
Related news.
Yeah, okay. I downloaded Game of War.
Let's toss that in here in a
finally,
second.
Finally, those ads got
continue,
to me.
Continue.
But I don't know if you guys have heard of any of these companies, by the way. But there's Cloud Imperium Games, Dean Hall, Devolver. There's going to be an entire section for Humble Bundle. Well, Humble Bundle. So there's that. Heart Machine. Paradox Interactive. Square Enix is going to show up. Probably just troll people again.
For the PC event?
Yeah.
They probably got a remaster of Final Fantasy VII.
Final Fantasy.
Again.
Yeah.
Now in widescreen with the same graphics.
Now in quad HD at 60 frames per second. and then 1080p.
You can count the pixels.
God, just huge blocks on like a 70-inch TV.
Right?
Oh, I would look so good.
Look at how please defined these polygons are.
Like, you've never seen a misshapen block
they're
like
so
this.
So square.
Oh, it's... the most interesting part of that probably is square. Because I have no clue what the fuck they're going to show with that thing.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I mean, Blizzard's going to be there. That will probably be all right. But they'll probably just be there to talk about Heroes of the Storm or something.
Yeah, probably.
It'd be nice for them to be like, surprise, bitches, StarCraft, the third part. It's out.
Right?
That'd be great.
Maybe World of Warcraft. Not World, just Warcraft.
Yeah, just Warcraft.
Oh, no, they have that fucking MOBA, too, that they have to promote. Overwatch?
They have a MOBA? A MOBA?
Yeah.
MOBA.
MOBA?
I don't know what
that is. It's a first-person MOBA.
Multi-online.
Like League of Legends and shit.
Okay.
But yeah.
Shit Brandon plays. Not this Brandon in the chat.
The Gears of War news. I mean, Microsoft banned some testers from Xbox Live forever for leaking a snapshot of the Gears of War remastered multiplayer.
A picture.
They had a non-disclosure act that they signed. And get this. Well, these two guys worked for the same company, this testing company that is contracted out by Microsoft.
Okay.
One guy tricked his friend into sending him a picture. Said, oh, I think we're doing the same game. Prove it, blah, blah, blah. So the guy sent a Snapchat picture. The other guy tweeted it.
Oh, that's pretty shitty, dude.
Snaps.
Yeah, very shitty.
That's really shitty, actually.
They lost their jobs. They're banned from Xbox Live forever. Every account tied to these guys. And Microsoft apparently can disable your Xbox One over the internet.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they do that.
They can do that with the 360.
Yeah, they do that with the
PS3
too.
How the fuck can they just disable your system?
It's tied to your Mac address.
Yeah.
The Mac address of the system. You can get a new one.
Yeah. But, I mean, they double made sure by banning their Xbox Live accounts.
This fucked up.
Like, it's fucked up, but at the same time...
they signed a contract.
Yeah.
And they got to protect their IP. I mean, even if it is just a picture.
And it's a game that everyone's already fucking played.
Right?
Well, here's the thing. I think the main thing is that everybody expected that what they were working on was going to be a brand new Gears of War game. And they've already blown this and said, all right, yep, it's a remake. So people are already disappointed before they had a chance to be disappointed, basically. Like, I can see why they'd be angry about that.
Yeah.
But they went scorched earth on those motherfuckers,
yes,
too.
Yes, they did.
Jesus.
Just for trying. And then they just gave them free press. And now everyone hates Microsoft all over again.
Yeah.
Well, I mean,
I'd like to make an official statement to Microsoft. Suck my dick. Suck my big black dick, Microsoft. I'm looking at you. Whoever's in charge over there.
You
now.
Can't
I have no
really
idea
tell.
Who's in charge over there.
I can't think of the dude's name. It's a total bro.
Phil
Harrison.
No, is that it? I don't know. Phil
Schiller?
All of them.
Jim,
all of them suck
Jim
my dick.
Morrison.
Yeah. Jim Morrison. All right. Suck my dick, Jim Morrison.
Yeah.
Yeah. But no, I think the day after that, or the same day, because you were talking about id, Bethesda has their own press conference.
Mm-hmm.
It's their first one ever. They have maybe three games they could possibly talk about, and they're trying very hard to keep it a mystery.
Yeah.
Like, at this point, it's either a Fallout game, a Elder Scrolls game, or the outside chance that maybe somebody finished a Doom game, because they own id.
Doom.
Yeah. Speaking of Elder Scrolls.
Yeah.
Man, a lot of segues up in here.
The Elder Scrolls Online, they're making it, instead of having a subscription plan, it's now going to be... You pay for the game once. They're basically switching to a free-to-play, except it's not free. You still have to pay for the game initially, and then you can play the game for free. But if you want better shit, you have to pay extra.
Oh, you mean like microtransactions?
Exactly.
God damn it.
Exactly.
Cut the shit.
Exactly. Ugh.
You know when that works? Never. Literally never. It's never a good idea.
Well, no, you can
but
do
these
one
companies
or the other.
Make millions off of microtransactions.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, everybody
That's why
shit
Konami
on...
Konami is switching.
Yeah, everybody shit on that Star Wars MMO. That thing makes fucking bank off of microtransactions.
You know what it is? It's not us. It's the younger people who have grown up with a phone in their hand,
mm-hmm.
and that's just what they're used to.
Dude, it's older
So why not
too.
Bring that into other mediums.
It's way.
That's what's gonna happen too. Now. You're gonna go watch Guardians of the Galaxy 2, and you're gonna have to pay $3 extra if you, you know, if you want to see Rocket Raccoon. You know, otherwise, pay $6 to get Groot. Yeah, they're just talking to an empty space. It's just all CGI.
Well, no, so, like,
they're just talking to a tennis ball hanging there.
Well, no, like it's not just that, but
tennis ball. I am Groot.
A lot of that shit is all just shortcut shit. Where it's like, yeah, you could either play the game for 10 hours and get this character or this thing, or you could just pay us like $5 right now.
Pay us $5, get a faster horse.
Yeah. Like it's not just young people. Faster. It's people like us that just don't have the fucking time to do that shit.
Well, we're just used to like, here's my lump sum and give me the product.
Yeah,
yeah, you know, and I can see that too.
Because people that grew up with a phone were like, here's a little bit of money, give me some little bit, give me a taste.
Because in the few cases where I've thought about like buying something via microtransactions, I'm like, well, I thought I was supposed to play for this game anyway. Yeah, so $5 is nothing.
Yeah,
and that's how they get you.
Yeah, then the snowball's rolling.
Yep.
Gets bigger and bigger.
Yeah.
Yeah, but most of the, like, the DLC, like, if I've got a full experience and I got, like, 60, 80 hours, whatever, out of the game. Mm. See, the theory is $1 a minute. If you got 60 hours of gameplay out of a $60 game, you've gotten your full experience. And if they want to throw another little add-on for $6 and it's not something I need to have to make the game more enjoyable, but another added experience, I'm fine with that.
Yeah, I'm cool.
That's cool.
Good. Yeah.
But if it was planned beforehand and released at the same time as the game, put it on the fucking disc.
Yeah.
And give me the whole experience, you fucking assholes.
Yeah. Like, the only games that I've bought a considerable amount of DLC for are the Dragon Age games.
Yeah.
Because, like, the way they plan it out is like, all right, game comes out this year. We'll toss out a couple expansion packs over the next year or two so we stretch it out. And then by the time you're done with the expansions, the next game is out. So you're always playing the game, basically.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe we're just getting old, guys. Maybe we're just getting fucking old.
Like Dragon Age.
Like Dragon Age Inquisition. So fucking old.
The unstoppable march of time.
Right?
Nope. Are there no more segues? Are we running out of segues?
Well, speaking of the unstoppable march of time.
All right. I like where we're heading with this.
Deadpool. No, wait. No, sorry.
That's something else. I guess we could go with Assassin's Creed Syndicate. They've announced the release date is October 23rd, just a few short months away. We're gonna have that before we have a new Star Wars.
I am so not as excited as I usually am for an Assassin's Creed game.
Yeah.
My level of excitement is where it has been for a while.
I'm going to get it, and I'm going to play it. Non-existent. They've announced there will not be any multiplayer, which is...
That does not excite me.
It does not. I mean, it's a disappointing aspect because the co-op in Unity is so much fun.
Maybe
the co-op will still be in, but just not the multiplayer.
They've said there's not going to be any multiplayer in it. Maybe it'll be a DLC or something.
Maybe it'll probably be a microtransaction later.
Maybe you can pay extra because they said that they have plans for multiplayer in the future. But they're not ready to reveal those plans. So if that could mean a future installments of the series, or it could mean this one, I don't know. But like, I just think it's funny because when we're looking at Star Wars Battlefront, we're like, what the fuck do you mean there's no single player? That's bullshit.
Yeah.
And now this game that is just, it's almost completely always been single player. We're like, what do you fucking mean there's no multiplayer?
Yeah, but that's like, well, they gave it to us and now they're taking it away.
Yeah, but I mean, I think they realized it was a little too ambitious just after the release of the last game and what a travesty that was.
Yeah,
that was the game itself, though. That multiplayer wasn't broken. The whole fucking game was broken. That's the game. Well,
like I said, I think maybe they were a little overambitious, but now they have the game engine built.
And they're only focusing on one version of the game, too.
Yeah.
Like, they're not splitting the development between that and a completely different last generation game.
Yeah.
So I did see that Ubisoft is done with PS3 and Xbox. That's done. Yep. That was the last one. So
it's going to be PC, Xbox One, and PS4.
I just kind of feel like someone gave me a bomb pop and let me eat the red part off the top and then took the fucking rest of it away.
Just the tip, huh?
Just the tip. David, just the tip.
All right.
Just the red tip.
That's disappointing.
Red Rocket. Yeah, because we played the multiplayer a lot in like the co-op.
It's awesome.
We played it multiple missions multiple times.
Yeah.
We did all of them and did all of them again. And it was awesome.
Because it was fun.
It was fun. It was a lot of fun. Even if you did it, there's different ways to do it.
Mm-hmm.
you know, and you could, like, let's go in together and just run head on, and let I'll go to the right and you go to the left, and then you'll have to come save me because I'm terrible at video games. But it was a lot of fun.
Accurate.
Chester, where am I? Dude, you're not even on the right building.
What the fuck?
Where are you? I'm already collecting the document. I'm done with this. All you need to do is just escape. Just right? Come and escape. Just
escape the area. Everything is done. Thanks for coming.
I'm glad I do a video game show.
Hey, man. Skill not required.
Yeah. All right. Well, we'll see. It sounds like it's not going to happen now. Looks like they're on the fence about it.
The multiplayer?
Yeah. That's what it looks like.
Well, if I remember correctly, one of the older ones, they added multiplayer after the game came out for free.
Was that Brotherhood? Did that come out with?
Brotherhood had
no. Brotherhood was the first one that had it. Yeah. And they just added a shit ton of stuff to it for free.
Yeah.
So I'm sorry. I was wrong.
Yeah. It already had it. They just added maps and game modes and stuff.
Yeah.
But I never enjoyed the competitive Assassin's Creed.
Yeah, I was never a fan of it. Like the basic gameplay of Assassin's Creed just isn't something that is multiplayer friendly, at least to me. But I don't know.
I'm trying to figure out what the fuck's going on in the chat channel.
Brandon is... Oh, Mark's here too.
Yeah, I know. I saw Journey of the Shaman. I was like, it has to be fucking Mark.
These are my coworkers in the chat here, and they're dropping running gags from our conversations at work.
Right.
But I was excited about the grappling. They have the grappling hook in the new Assassin's Creed.
That looks okay.
I don't know if I'm excited. I don't know if that's the word. I'm interested.
Because in the last game, they made the climbing so smooth that do you really need a grappling hook at this point?
Right.
You climb like a motherfucker.
Well, it's all about enhanced mobility in games now, bro. Nobody wants to just
Well, as we progress through time, the technology of the assassins gets better. I think that's kind of a cool aspect.
Yeah.
That you don't have the same set of weapons every single game.
Batman's Creed. That's what's starting to get to. Dude, that is the gadgets and grappling hooks.
Like, yep. And the dude kind of has like a pseudo Batman voice almost.
You get to throw freeze bombs.
British Batman.
You got exploding gel and stuff.
Yeah. Secretly, this entire time, you've got Batman Begins.
A bat carriage.
bat carriage.
Oh, shit.
Carriages makes look sense. Tight. The carriages look stupid. That's so
they
stupid.
Do look kind of dumb. And I thought it was hilarious that he did in the gameplay footage. The guy's just running over people everywhere. And every time you accidentally kill someone in the Assassin's Creed game, you desynchronize.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like killing one more civilian. Yeah,
Ezio did not kill civilians, you know, or innocents. And this guy's just running people over in the streets of London.
Yeah. Grand Theft Assassin is GTA. Right?
It's Fury Road.
Jesus Christ.
But are you guys excited that you'll be able to play as a lady assassin?
Not really. I don't give a shit.
Well, you could in Liberation. You could in Liberation. I think it's cool that in this installment that you can switch back and forth between two different characters.
Yeah, that is going to be interesting.
They're brother and sister, and they're both assassins. I think that's cool. Maybe
can you
one
make
of
bang?
Them. Hopefully.
Cool. Cool.
Yeah. Incest Creed.
Incestuous
Creed.
There we go.
VC Andrews. Incestuous Creed. Yeah,
I play that game. I never had a sister, so I don't know what that's like. I have lusted after my brother, but that's a different show.
Oh, and you totally know what that's like then. All right.
Yeah, I do. No, I don't know who's clamoring for the woman assassin. I guess the women's lib people.
Well, in Liberation, you play as a woman.
Yeah.
And then, of course, in the Chronicles, China, you play as the young Chinese girl.
I don't think it matters. I mean, man, woman, black, white, purple, just let me stab people. I don't give a fuck who is under there. Unless it's Ezio. I care in my heart about Ezio. Other than that, I don't give a shit. Just give me some stabbing.
Yeah.
Just whoever, I don't care. No one cares who's stabbing. I just want to be stabbing.
Right? I just want to run across the rooftops and
ABS, always be stabbing.
Always be stabbing.
I just want to fly like an eagle.
Right?
To the sea.
All to right. The haystack?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Just want to synchronize.
Oh. Files keep on slipping.
Face textures keep on slipping.
Yeah. Oh, man.
I guess we'll see. There's a little bit of stuff online. We'll see where it goes in the future, but it's Assassin's Creed. I'll wait a week or two for it to come out.
Yeah.
Are you going to get it right away?
Well, I'm not going to pre-order it, I'll tell you that much.
I'm going to wait for it to come out, wait for the reviews, and see, like,
real
this game is broken, everyone's face is a cat.
Since you've been burned before, will you buy the season's pass that it will inevitably
I'm not getting it. I didn't get it for, well, I didn't have the option to get it for Unity because they just made it free, but
I won't either.
I got burned on Black Flag's season pass. Yeah. I got one DLC out of that, the Underwater Railroad, which
I never even played it.
3-4 hours of gameplay. It was just not very fucking worth it.
The weird thing is, especially with the season's pass on AC games, is that they make the DLC a standalone thing eventually anyway.
Yeah.
So, like, what's the point? I really don't understand.
Yeah. The only season pass I wasn't burned on was Borderlands 2.
That one was a good fucking value.
There was so much content that they released later.
Yeah.
So much. I did get burned on pre-sequel, though. There's been the entire game? Yes, the entire game and the season pass, yeah.
When I thought you liked the pre-sequel, or just because it wasn't very much game?
It was a big game, but it was just boring. It was...
But you're on the moon.
Travel to this location. Now travel way the fuck over to this location. Now travel back to that other location you just came from.
So it's such a big game because now you're doing nothing but moving.
Well, the problem is that you go into it expecting that huge difference that you have between the first Borderlands and the second one, and there is no difference.
Huh.
None.
Well,
because, like, having played the first two, like, going to Borderlands 2, it was like, fuck, this is a completely different game, legitimately. And I played a little bit of the pre-sequel, and I was like, I did this.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to do this again.
Right.
Nate, did you hear that squeak? That was fun. Yeah.
So, Ratchet and Clank, the movie?
Yeah.
Yeah, buddy.
I never played the game. But I'm excited for the
movie. Dude, those are good games back in the day.
I enjoy those games.
I would say they are at least on the level of Jack 2.
I never played Jack 2. I don't.
You didn't miss anything. Ratchet and Clank games are way better than Jack 2.
They're really fun, actually.
You get some really cool weapons like the Sheepinator or whatever that turns people into sheep. But then every weapon you get levels up and becomes more and more badass the more you use it, which I...
They were surprisingly deep games.
Yeah.
Like,
I don't care about this movie at all.
Nope.
It's going straight to PlayStation Network.
Oh, it's going straight to PSN.
Yeah,
I just stopped caring about it.
Available through PSN.
Have you watched that show? Isn't there a show
Powers?
On there? Yeah,
it's
is that good?
Actually pretty good.
It looked good. It looked good.
It's Powers. It's an adaptation of a comic book.
I'll watch it on a pirate site or something. It looked all right.
Yeah.
It's like Heroes on Xbox, I guess.
Yeah, yeah.
But the voice actors, they got John Goodman, Paul Giamatti, and Sylvester Stallone.
Fuck yeah, I'm watching it now.
Did they just announce the cast, or who was playing what roles?
The only thing I saw in the article was names.
Okay. Sylvester Stallone is Ratchet.
No, you probably play Captain Quark.
He could, or John Goodman could be a good Captain Quark, too.
That's true.
He's got a real robust voice.
He's got a good dumbass voice.
Well, so does Stallone.
I think
go over there and blast the fucking furry things.
I can see Stallone being the bad guy.
Yeah,
like Spy Kids.
Yeah,
not that I watched Spy Kids.
Hold on, bro. I will say I watched Spy Kids.
Yeah,
that shit was all right.
Aren't you like 5 years younger than us?
Well, I have a brother who's even younger than I am, so I had to watch a lot of.
Now,
kids
when you
movies.
Say you have a brother.
Hard R, no A. This is reverse of racial slurs.
A hard R on the end of that word. Okay.
I mean my sister.
So we are actually related by blood.
Speaking of racial stuff, I'm good at these segues, aren't I?
Yeah, you all night.
Fucking point guard status.
The Marvel Studios has asked Ava DuVernay to be the director for the... new Black Panther
movie? She directed Selma. Oh.
She directed Selma, which is
I didn't watch that.
It's a pretty good movie.
Well, it's a documentary about
oh, no, it's a dramatization. About
a dramatization of Martin Luther King's
his life
journey.
I don't like movies that just tell you about shit you already know, but it's a pretty good movie.
Yeah. Well, they're in talks with her to either do Black Panther or Captain Marvel because they want a black director for the Black Panther movie, and they want a female director for Captain Marvel.
Are they trying to do both movies at the same time?
I don't know. Well, they're both slated
they're in development.
Yeah, they're both slated for 2017.
Yeah, I want to say so. Yeah,
because she could do both.
But yeah, well, maybe she will. But
that's a lot of work doing both, though.
Yeah, I thought that was interesting.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a little too on the nose. Like, she's a good director, mm-hmm. don't get me wrong, but, like, saying, we need a black person to direct Black Panther, and we need a woman to direct Captain Marvel, like, it's pandering a little too much.
Right, yeah.
Like, ideally, yeah, you do
good director to direct this movie.
Yeah.
Just line up, and I'll pick one.
Right. Or, like, not even that, but just saying, well, you sound kind of cool because you just directed something, so yeah, let's do it. Like, there are other, you know, women directors or other black directors mm-hmm. they could go find that would probably make pretty good movies.
Yeah. Black Panther, a Spike Lee joint.
Actually, I would watch the fuck out of that.
Okay.
I would watch the right. living fuck out of that. Do not play with my emotions. It would have half the cast of The Wire in it for no fucking reason.
Who was the guy? Oh, who did Boys in the Hood?
John Singleton.
John Singleton could do Boys in the Black Hood Panther.
In the best of the Fast and Furious movies. Too Fast and Furious.
Or he could do Captain Marvel or whatever the other one is.
Yeah. The real answer.
He could do that one.
F. Gary Gray needs to direct Black Panther.
I don't know anything about Black Panther.
Really?
The character.
His name is T'Challa.
Except he's...
he's the prince of
Wakanda. Is he an African-American?
No,
he's just African.
He's just African.
Just African.
Yeah. I bet, dude, I bet there's going to be all kinds of press coming out for that, and they're going to call him African-American. Because everyone's trying to be so sensitive.
Yeah.
Idiots.
It's like, no. He's,
African-American he's Panther, you mean? They're going to retitle it?
He's just African. You can't say that.
African-American Panther?
Some racist guy will call him Colored Panther. Right?
Or Moon Cricket Panther? Fuck.
I'm not going to see that moon cricket. Jed, you mean Black Panther.
Tell me about Black Panther.
I was trying.
Like, his character's developed a lot over the last few years. So, he's from Wakanda.
Uh-huh.
It's, like, super African. Like, when you think about, like, they're steeped in tradition.
Super African. They just listen to nothing. Like, the music from the beginning of The Lion King, that's, like, always going on in the background.
Yeah.
Always in Wakanda.
Yeah, you could imagine that. Yeah. Because, like, they're super traditional. Like, they have their beliefs in their specific gods for specific things and whatnot. But they're also the most technologically advanced country in the world.
Really?
Yeah. Like, they have spears and shit, but they have, like lasers and shit.
Lasers.
Oh, like in Stargate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're like the Stargate people. Shoot lasers. Like,
they're the only people that can consistently do anything with vibranium. That's why Ultron goes there.
That's why it comes.
So
it
wait,
comes
is this
there.
A made up country?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. Wakanda is a fake nation.
It's made up.
We're talking about real Super Africa.
Super Africa.
Okay.
That's not a place.
Go ahead and take it all the way and call it Uber Africa.
No.
But no, like, he's. He's actually hyper intelligent. Like, the order of most intelligent people in the Marvel Universe is usually a mix of Reed Richards, Tony Stark, and him. Like, they're the three smartest people. But, like, he struggles a lot with balancing being a forward-thinking person of saying, hey, like, we need to take care of ourselves as modern people would, and still honoring tradition and whatnot.
Okay.
But it's, like, the problem is that it's hard for him to keep an ongoing series a lot of times. Because it's kind of hard reading about Africa a lot of times.
Yeah.
But he's a really great character.
Yeah. So his superpower is intelligence.
Intelligence, and he has, like, some special powers that he gets.
He does have powers.
Spiritually as well, yeah.
He's also, like, powers. Super African ninja. I don't know what you call African ninjas. But he's an African ninja.
Okay. Can't he's think a of anything fighter. Clever.
Yeah, I don't know. You got no pun for that, huh? Because I don't know what to call it. Like, he's a badass
that's
fighter.
That's been so hard to develop about him. Like, it's... like. Yeah, like, he's an awesome dude, but how do we present this?
And I think traditionally, right, the king becomes Black Panther. Like, his dad used to be Black Panther.
Oh, yeah. It's passed down to whoever the Black king Panther. Is.
So he's the king.
Yeah, he's the king of the entire country.
Oh, wow.
What was his dad's name? Ernie Hudson.
So he's a king and a superhero.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He quite literally represents his entire country.
Okay.
And they do not take kindly to strangers.
They do not fuck around, son.
Really?
No joke. Step in Wakanda, see what happens.
Yeah.
So this, no.
Yeah.
I'm not calling
this
super
It's like
African.
The south of Africa.
Not South Africa. The south of Africa.
The American south of Africa.
All right.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
so is he an Avenger?
Yeah. He is.
Okay. I guess they protect the whole planet, not just the U.S. Yeah. So.
I like him as an Avenger.
Yeah, he's really good.
I think he adds a lot. He has a lot of like level headedness, like when you watch the cartoons and stuff.
Yeah, that Earth's Mightiest Heroes. Yeah. Mm, awesome.
That was great. I like that show a lot.
Okay, so that's that could be good.
Yeah, yeah, I think it'll be, if they do it right, I think it'll come out really good. It doesn't have to be hard, all action all the time like Avengers.
Yeah.
There could be a lot of the really serious moments and it would work really well.
Yeah. Cool.
So, cool.
That's something to look forward to.
You'll see him pretty soon. He's going to be in the next Cat movie, bro.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
That's right. They're bringing all kinds of people into that movie.
That's basically an Avengers movie.
It's Avengers 2.5.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, are we talking about...
Civil War.
Civil War. Yeah.
Oh, I can't wait to see that.
Dude, yeah. It's going to be good.
When is that coming out?
Next year.
That long?
Yeah.
Are there any more Marvel movies this year?
Ant-Man comes out next month.
I'm excited about that.
That looks good. The trailer was pretty funny.
I prefer Hank Pym, but, I like Paul Rudd, too, so I'll take him, too.
I like Paul Rudd.
Work around that whole beating his wife thing, man.
Yeah, well.
Who cares?
She had it coming.
Yeah, she did.
He told her. She didn't listen.
Right?
I don't have a segue for that
again, huh?
I don't have a segue for that.
Yeah. So speaking of catching things in the eye,
okay. Speaking of catching things in the eye, Dave Coulier.
Not quite where I was going.
He confirms he'll be Uncle Joey in the Fuller House.
Nobody series. Fucking cares.
Right? No one gives a shit about.
Who wanted any
somebody
of this?
Cares. People apparently want this.
They want to see it once to see how old they all look, and then everyone's going to stop caring.
Right?
Yeah.
They're doing a whole season.
They want to see how everyone aged terribly. John Stamos is beautiful. The Olsen twins are crazy. And then
the Olsen twins won't be there.
They're not doing it?
No.
They haven't agreed to anything yet.
What about the Candace Cameron? Was that her name?
She's the main character.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's called Fuller House. It's her, DJ Tanner, is newly divorced. Her husband's last name was Fuller.
I think he dies or something.
Maybe. So she's DJ Fuller. And she's got two kids. And she
that's how they call it, Fuller House.
Yes.
That's fucking stupid.
Yes, it is. So she moves in with Kimmy Gibbler after losing her husband to I don't know.
Diabetes.
Maybe he was mauled by
a bear.
This is
America. Let's just call it diabetes.
Okay.
I like being mauled by a bear. That's pretty dramatic.
Yeah.
A diabetic bear.
A diabetic bear.
The bear had diabetes.
Missing its feet.
It was low on blood sugar.
It was cranky because it was low on blood sugar.
Yeah, right. It had to eat, right. Bro, so it had to be him.
You know, bear's got a bear.
He was full of sugar or something.
Yeah.
He was eating honey. He was just sitting there eating honey, minding his own business.
Eating his sweet meats, bro.
Yeah. So she moves in with Kimmy Gibbler, and somehow Uncle Jesse and Joey are involved.
I bet one of them is banging Kimmy.
I think they're probably lovers.
Lesbian lovers?
They're still living together. No, Uncle Joey and Jesse.
They're related, aren't they? No, they're not.
No. I don't think so.
No.
I don't really care. Who cares?
I'm not too up on the Full House mythos.
Right. Well, what's his name? The
John
dad.
Stamos?
The dad.
Danny Tanner?
No,
Bob Saget.
Yeah.
Bob Saget has not said that he's going to do it. The Olsen twins have not. And then Stephanie.
The fuck is Bob Saget doing?
Apparently a crackhead now has not said.
Yeah, she is.
Fucking who's crackhead?
Addict.
The girl who played Stephanie
the
Tanner?
The middle sister?
The middle child? Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. She was a huge meth, all that shit.
What?
She loves it. Loves it.
Hmm.
Yeah. It's too bad.
Hmm.
Yeah. What are you going to do? I figured Candace Cameron would have turned out to be a huge religio.
She did.
Did she get out of it, or is she still doing it?
I'm sure she's still doing it, her and her brother.
Oh, good, so the show won't be funny.
Oh, so maybe that's why Bob Saget couldn't
well,
come
it's,
back.
Well, it's
like those changes
true to crazy. The original show, it won't be funny.
Mm.
Yeah.
That show was hilarious when I was six.
But no, what I was originally going for, Oculus Rift, officially coming out next
there
year.
There we go. Speaking of catching things in the eye.
Spot on.
I'm sorry, what'd you say?
Oculus Rift coming out next year, for reals.
It's actually, do they announce a release date?
They didn't give a date, but they just said it'll be available next year.
They did announce. They
oh,
did.
Shit. Yeah. Wait, maybe you did.
We talked about it last week.
I think we were talking more about the specs.
Yeah, the PC specs, now those are out.
Way to just blow up my segue, dude.
I'm sorry, bro.
Damn it.
Right?
I couldn't stop you before because I was sneezing.
Way to sneeze all over your segue.
Yeah.
Jesus, dude.
Anyways, let's talk about the PC specs.
The Oculus Rift PC specs are recommended specs. Let's see, I have it right here. At least an NVIDIA GTX 970 or AMD 290.
Got it.
An Intel i5 and 8 gigabytes of RAM.
Got it. Got it.
Yeah. I've got
ready.
So all those things.
I don't have a gaming PC.
Sucker.
What am I looking at investment-wise to get this?
What, a 970s probably. I paid $500 for my 980.
Okay.
970 is probably about $300 or $400.
I have the other card.
The other one?
The.
Oh, the AMD 290?
Yeah, that's the one I have. No. Yeah. Yeah, that's the one I have. Okay. I have the AMD version. Sorry.
Okay.
That sneeze ruined my life. I have the AMD version.
Okay.
And that was, I think right now MSRP is still about 400, so I think you're screwed either way.
Yeah.
On a video card.
$400. Video. 8 gigabytes RAM is probably going to be about $100.
Okay.
And then the processor and motherboard probably about $200-$300 right really? There.
RAM's still that much?
For 8 gigs? No, eight I gigs? Guess not. Probably about maybe $50.
Yeah.
Yeah, would it depend on what kind of RAM I get most likely then?
Well,
you can get the garbage RAM off of Amazon for super cheap. Yeah.
No, I mean, like, because it's been so long since I've actually bought
anything. Would it be like DDR1 or DDR2?
Yeah, it's like, what, it's DDR probably, fucking 5 or some shit, man, right?
Yeah, I think I've got DDR3 in my
computer.
I've got
3.
Most, 3?
But they have 3 is like the standard. 5 now, I think.
3 is the regular. Regular dude RAM.
But whatever processor and motherboard you get is going to require a certain type of RAM.
Okay. That's okay. That makes sense then.
Yeah.
Okay. So probably right $800-$900 or so.
Probably about $800 to meet the minimum specs.
Okay.
$700-$800.
And then whatever the Oculus itself costs.
Yeah.
And
who knows what that's going to be.
Well, I know the dev kits, because they were actively selling the dev kits, was like $300. Yeah. So
that's not bad.
I mean, that's probably what it'll
can
cost.
You now the things that whatever comes out for the Oculus, will you be able to use the Kickstarter dev kit with those? I wonder.
I imagine
because Alan, you know Alan, right? Have you met Alan
Rickman?
No, yeah, Alan Rickman. Yeah. No, Alan. Anyways, he had the original original one, and it was cool and it was a cool concept. I don't think I'll get into it, but
yeah.
Oh, you actually used it?
Yeah, I used it. It was a roller coaster, and you get to walk around.
How did that work?
Blind in one eye.
Yeah, I was gonna say like that. That doesn't like. Did it work?
Really? Yeah, it's just like a screen in front of your eyes.
I guess that makes sense.
Okay.
I think I have some videos on my phone. I'll show you that when we get done. It was me and Dan and his wife.
Yeah.
Yep.
Sounds like a good time.
She was in her underwear for no reason.
That sounds like normal.
That sounds like her.
Sounds like my type of party.
Anyways.
Right?
So yeah, we play with it for a night. It was
Dan's
wife
cool. In her underwear.
The sensory overload of not being able to see anything but that, that was pretty intense. And it was just a roller coaster. And like the old VR where it was like you had to move something to like move the screen.
Yeah.
Like be able to track your head movements. Like it's so fluid.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy. So like you're on top of the roller coaster and you look down and it looks like it's, there's the side of the roller coaster. There's the track. There's the ground.
So did he have just the Oculus or did he have Oculus and like a track IR too?
I don't know what that is. I was really drunk when he brought it over and it was fun.
Well, it's a thing you can get now. Like for games that don't have like VR support or anything like that, instead of just doing regular mouse look, you have like a little thing that you can clip onto your hat.
Oh,
whatever,
yeah.
And it just tracks your head movement. So I don't know if you need that in conjunction with an Oculus.
That would be awesome.
Or if that's built in.
I would assume it's built in.
I would assume so too, but dumber things have happened.
Yeah. Otherwise, what's the point?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I didn't have that. It pretty much just had those two little demo things, and then you could walk around a house.
Okay.
And like walk up the stairs and look down and look around. It was pretty much just showing you how
it
tracks your movement. Yeah. It was just that little demo thing. But it was a cool concept. And I honestly thought he brought it over here. It must have been 3 years ago.
It's been developed.
Yeah. And I was like, it just disappeared and now it's back. I was like, well, no one's ever going to do anything with that thing. It was pretty neat. And there it is again.
They release a new dev kit like every 2 years. Everybody gets super excited and says it's the future of gaming.
And then poof.
Yeah, and then nothing happens. Like, my thing that's...
And then Facebook buys
it. Yeah, and people are really pissed about that. But the confusing thing about it is, like, there's so much talk about it, and they spent so much time developing it, but, like, what games are going to be made specifically for it? That's the thing that I'm waiting for. Because if you're just trying to, like, mod games that already exist for it, then it's kind of a hard sell to basically sell me a $300 mod.
Right.
Like, it's kind of tough. Yeah. But maybe we'll figure out more sooner when it comes out. Or maybe we might figure something out at this PC conference. You never know.
Could be. PC conference is an exciting thing.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting.
PC is, I mean, it's the future and the past and the present.
It is all things.
I'm the law.
It is the TARDIS of video games. Right. No one understands. It exists at all points in time.
I don't know what I'm doing anymore.
Yeah.
I'm super baked. I'm not baked. What else you got?
I want to be baked. The Russian tank that is controlled by a PlayStation controller. Which is pretty cool. Much.
That's fucking awesome.
Dude. Yeah. I mean, they said, like, the guy who is in charge of it, he says, I spent 2 years on convincing the designers to make the console similar to a Sony PlayStation gamepad to make it easier for a younger soldier to familiarize himself with it. It's brilliant.
Yeah.
They also said, as it turns out, a steering wheel is dangerous for the rib cage during an impact and when climbing out. It takes up more space and is, you know, provides nothing extra.
It really does.
It is kind of an antiquated thing, the steering wheel.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Now they start putting it in cars. It's going to be like real life GTA.
Right?
Just sitting there just like, yeah, so motherfucker.
Doesn't mean that you won't be able to drive all of a sudden.
So it'll be like it is now. I'm just like,
yeah. So that's interesting that they have a tank that's controlled by a PlayStation-like controller inside.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Future, bro.
That's
pretty fucking cool.
Pretty soon, planes are going to be, like, controlled by flight sticks. It's going to be nuts.
Right?
Yeah. What? That's fucking insane. It's
crazy talk.
That force feedback.
We'll see. We'll see what the future holds.
Right?
The future.
The future is
Charles, didn't you want to talk about not Castlevania?
Oh, yeah. Almost forgot about that.
Was it Bloodstained?
Bloodstained, ridiculous subtitle.
Ridiculous subtitle, and then something in Japanese at the end.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, in the vein of your boy, I can't think of his name. The Mega Man guy with Mighty No. 9. Capcom doesn't want to, you know, keep him on anymore, so he wants to make his own Castlevania game, or as they call it now, an Egomania game, because they can't say Castlevania.
Egomania?
Egomania.
What's Egomania?
It's his name, plus Mania.
See,
they did there. But yeah, it's basically just a new version of Castlevania Symphony of the Night, with, you know, updated graphics and whatnot.
Yeah.
It went on Kickstarter, and they're doing something weird. They're doing half Kickstarter funding, and then they have, like, venture capitalists funding the other half. And they're doing the Kickstarter funding just to prove that people want it so that the venture capitalists invest more money. They needed, I think it was like 50,000, 500,000, something like that. And they got it in like 2 hours.
Yeah.
It's insane. Kickstarter's
crazy.
Like, Kickstarter confuses me. Because on one hand, you have so many people that complain about there being so much old shit and like getting nothing new. But when somebody puts out something like this that is quite blatantly just, hey, here's this old shit that I used to make, just kind of gussied up a little bit, it gets funded instantly. Yeah. And I don't understand.
It's new stuff. Old new stuff.
Like,
take my money.
Like, what do we want?
We want a bitch. That's what we want. We want to complain about everything.
Yeah,
I want new stuff. Sense. I want old stuff. Watch, the next game that comes out, the big AAA title will have no DLC, and the world will lose its shit. Right. There'll be no DLC, no microtransactions, no patches. It'll be just release the full game.
What do you mean you're not going to support this fucking game after it's out?
We're going backwards.
Yeah. I don't know. It looks cool. I mean, because Castlevania just kind of dipped off the map.
Because Capcom is pretty close to Konami status, where it's like, what the fuck are you guys doing?
The only thing they got left is fucking Street Fighter.
Yeah. Street Fighter 5 coming next year.
I think people are pretty much over Resident Evil.
Oh, people care.
I don't care.
I beat everyone at Street Fighter 4 at Dirk. Someone beat me. Who beat me? Made me mad.
Wasn't me?
Didn't want to play anymore.
I was mashing buttons.
I was like E Honda or someone, though. Someone beat me. I was Zangief. I was like, I'll just pick the biggest, slowest guy. And then I beat someone with Zangief. Sorry. I don't remember who beat me.
This story is riveting.
It's enthralling. You're supposed to remind me. You're supposed to remind me.
Don't.
To shut me the fuck up.
I can't.
Cool story, bro.
Yeah.
It was Laurel. Laurel beat you.
Cool.
With Chun-Li.
And that was the most I'll ever
play
Street
Fighter
4.
At the Nintendo Olympics.
Done with it.
Yeah.
You know, it's just not that exciting. It's fun for an hour.
Yeah.
It's not worth $60 fucking dollars.
Yeah.
So,
whatever. Yeah, I guess agreed.
Not. Fighting games are dead.
So much money is being made off of them, though.
Yeah, because you got to buy all the characters for Killer Instinct.
No, I mean, like, just tournaments and shit.
Yeah, I mean, competitive gaming is huge.
They've had that shit on ESPN
now. A lot
of
money.
Yeah.
It's like a real sport.
Yeah. Well, there's like the League of Legends competitions where, the winning team gets like
hundreds
of thousands. Yeah.
You ever watch those on Twitch?
$200,000 each.
You ever watch those on Twitch?
No.
And like when they pan out, there are thousands of fucking people at these things.
I don't understand it.
Like arenas filled with fucking people watching people do this.
Dude, like in a couple months, like the Blizzard version of it, well, it's Valve actually, Dota 2, like they'll have their annual tournament.
Mm-hmm.
They rent out entire fucking arenas for this shit.
Yeah. And I don't understand. Who's going to watch this?
People.
Nerds.
Dude.
Like, dude, I don't get it. I really don't. I've tried watching people play it to see if I can get, like, you know, a feel for why it's exciting. No.
It's fun to play. It's not fun to watch.
Is it fun to play?
I enjoy League of Legends.
Okay.
The reason I quit playing is because I didn't want to devote that much time to getting better at it.
Oh, it's one of those life-encompassing games.
Yeah, and there's people other people. Like, people
great.
when you play with randoms, you usually get someone who's terrible at the game who is constantly screaming at everyone else. You know, like, oh, you guys fucking suck. We lost because you guys fucking suck. It's like, dude, you died more than anybody else.
Oh, that's not me.
That is like a staple of the League of Legends gaming. There's always one guy on your team who fucking is the worst.
Who doesn't know they
screams
suck
at everybody else?
Right? Doesn't the game like tell you when you suck?
Apparent thing.
Like how many kills you had at your
percentage? It tells you, you know, who's got how many kills and how many deaths and all this shit. Like, who gained the most money and experience points and blah, blah, blah. And it's like, dude, you have the worst stats. Stop screaming at everybody else.
I'm going to start doing that when we play GTA.
Yeah?
I killed two guys that round. The fuck were you guys doing?
Pull your fucking
killing
weight
the other 47.
No, you're not supposed to call attention to your own numbers.
No, you'd say everybody else's numbers are shitty.
No, you don't even say, you don't talk about numbers at all. You just say that you lost because everybody else.
Oh, okay.
That's right. You just ignore the facts and just say, we lost because you guys are terrible at this. You guys need to get it together.
Okay.
That's how you...
I don't see how you could do that.
That's how you
play League of Legends. I don't understand the mindset.
I don't either. But that is 10-year-olds, dude.
It's like...
8-year-olds, dude.
Again, like when we play GTA, I'm like, hey, I killed two guys that round.
All right.
Not bad.
Nice.
I did it.
Killed a guy with a trident.
You should probably lay low for a while.
That's right.
Yeah.
I saw that.
I get excited when I get a couple of headshots in.
Right?
Like, I don't... people are fucking assholes.
That's the internet.
That is the internet. Fucking mouth breathers.
And some people are assholes with microphones.
You got anything else on the docket?
8-year-olds, dude.
You got 8-year-olds on the docket?
8-year-olds. Yep.
Let's do this. Is this... we can't even... Are you even allowed to talk about it?
Talk about what?
8-year-olds.
Yeah, we can talk about them and their tight boy pussies.
And we're done.
Thanks for listening.
There's an Indiana Jones restaurant at Walt Disney Resort.
Oh, why? Do you have to eat bugs?
I don't know.
And dates? Ooh. Bad dates?
Bad dates. Bad dates, Mr. Jones. Or Dr. Jones.
I don't know. I didn't really read the article.
Do you have to, like, eat mush out of a little guano bowl?
No, it was the monkey brains out of the actual skull.
Ooh, oh,
monkey
brains.
Cool, too. Yeah. Nice. What else?
He made something that was like.
There's a gift right there. Monkey
like
brain.
The soup where the eyeball pops out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Indian food, basically.
Yeah. It's just an Indian restaurant.
Oh man.
I got nothing.
Is it themed like what was it? Club Obi-Wan.
I've never heard of this.
What? That was the very beginning of.
Was that
the Temple of Doom?
Was it?
Is that the one with the annoying blonde lady?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The club he was in.
Was it called Club
Chang
Obi-Wan?
Or whatever his name is? The guy who was trying to...
The Chinese restaurant?
Sell the diamond to or whatever.
Or Club?
Yeah. It was called Club Obi-Wan. Yeah.
As many times as I've seen that movie, because it's my favorite one.
That's your favorite one?
Yeah, dude. I don't know why.
Not Last Crusade?
The Last Crusade's pretty good.
You are the black sheep.
It happens.
That one's not that good. That's the worst one.
I don't know why I love
Temple
that one.
Temple of Doom?
It's garbaggio.
That's I don't know Italian why, but I just garbage. Do. I think it's because it's the first one I saw.
Maybe.
Because I watched them out of order.
Okay.
But aren't they out of order anyway, like chronologically?
No. I don't think they ever established like a real chronological order.
Well, no, they all start with the year, I think, at the bottom, don't they?
Yeah, because I think technically Temple of Doom was the first one, because they wanted to explain why he wasn't with Marion in that movie. Hmm. And then it's Raiders of the Lost Ark, and then The Last Crusade. Where him and his dad bang the same woman.
Yeah, that's gross.
And then the Crystal Skull, of course.
That's that never happened.
That was a prequel
to all of them.
That one came first.
Okay, that makes sense.
That movie wasn't that bad.
It's pretty goddamn bad, dude.
No, you're the black sheep.
Just ignore the thing with the monkeys and the vines.
So ignore the thing where the movie started? All right, cool. Gotcha.
And the movie's not that bad.
What about the riding the fridge?
That's badass. Only Indiana Jones could survive
Or the entire end where aliens show up for no fucking reason.
I love how everyone bitches about that part, but it's okay to believe that ghosts come out of the Ark of the Covenant and melt everyone's
Government?
Skin. Government?
Ark of the Doublemint?
Ark of the Covenant?
Ark of the Covenant? Or, you know, or that drinking out of a little golden cup will melt your face off.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, because the motherfucker told him he chose poorly.
He did tell him that.
Suspension. Yeah,
I mean, it was
disbelief.
A little, he told him a little too late.
Yeah.
It wasn't God like, damn, don't, dude. Dude, don't choose that.
Wait. You've chosen poorly.
Hey, dude.
Put it down.
You know, I'm not here to tell you to do your job, but I think that's a poor choice. Just saying.
What about Marvel's Ant-Man movie? Didn't we already talk about Ant-Man like 50 times?
Yeah, we did talk about that.
Like every episode since Ant-Man was...
Mark, are you drunk?
Yeah.
The answer is yes.
I am.
It is always yes.
Cool.
Yeah.
So boys, ready to wrap this up? You got anything else?
I'm good.
I'm done.
I'm hot. I'm hard.
I blew my load.
Yeah. Hey, you remember to put the music up.
All right. Yeah,
a little too loud, but whatever.
What?
Are you losing your hearing? No. Okay.
Can you turn out my headphones?
I'm telling you, it's those headphones.
Turn my headphones
on. It probably
up.
Is just these headphones.
Yeah.
Maybe it is. Dirk's noise cancellation headphones cancel out the noise that he is supposed to hear.
That might actually be it.
It's noise is canceling. Yeah. It cancels MP3s completely.
But yeah.
Take us out.
I don't know how to do this, man. So.
Thanks for listening.
Yeah, no, there
you
go.
Gotta
so
plug
thanks for
all, you got to plug all the shit.
Oh, yeah. You have to tell people how to find us. So you can find us at casualcowards.com.
Congratulations, you found us.
On Twitter, at casualcowards.
That's right. We're on YouTube. We're on casualcowards.com,
Twitch.
Stitcher, Podcast Addict,
you say
iTunes.
Twitch.
Twitch.
Chester Twitch.
Every once in a while.
Until his computer lights on fire.
Yeah. I think I might actually go through the trouble of setting up Twitch on my PS4.
You should.
Yeah. Yeah. I need to get the camera so I can actually... get the visual going too.
There you go. People I find are more likely to watch if you have a camera pointed at your face.
PlayStation
too.
Eye?
Yeah. Dude, it doubles as your mic too.
You can yell across the room. Alright.
Yeah,
anyway, let's get out of here. Let's all go to the bathroom because I'm sure we're all dying. I gotta pee.
So anyway, we're Casual Cowards of Gaming episode 57. I'm Charles.
I'm Chester.
I'm Ryan.
Later.
Deuces.